Mobilize, personalize, optimize, and monetize your marketing and engagement efforts. Welcome to Mobile Presence. From mobile marketing and messaging to mobile commerce and coupons, and from mobile apps and websites to mobile engagement and loyalty, our hosts bring on expert guests to give you the inside track on the trends, tools, and technologies that matter most. Mobile Presence, where making your brand or business mobile first is our first priority. Now here is your host, Peggy Ann Saltz.
Welcome to Mobile Presence. I'm your host, Peggy Ann Saltz from Mobile Groove. And this is your destination for news, views, trends to help you optimize and maximize your mobile presence. Whether you have a website, an app, a multi-channel campaign, or a multiplayer game, this is, of course, the place. And no need to take it always my word for it, because the show also ranks among the top 23 demand gen podcasts that can help make you a better marketer. And of course, when we're talking about how to make someone a better marketer, we also think about that toolbox of capabilities you have to be building up. You know, we talk about app marketing, ASO, push notifications, all of that. And one capability we're going to be hearing a lot about in the year ahead, and I've heard a lot about so far in conferences I've been attending and speaking at this year, is AI, artificial intelligence. And to give you an idea of where we are in AI, I read a post recently that summed it up this way, that customers are going to be in control, marketing AI will be there watching and responding, and we'll get into what that means, and marketers will tune in as needed. Sounds a little bit simplistic to me. Doesn't sound like marketers are sitting on the sidelines, so we really want to deep dive into what is AI today. What are the problems it can solve for marketers? What are the benefits for marketers? How do you really need to be thinking about this? A lot of questions. So to explore both the high-level view of what AI is in the first place and then look into the down-to-earth tactics you need to be thinking about now to prepare for what we'll call Sales 3.0 for the moment is my guest, Arun Lal. He is CEO and co-founder of Contique. Great to have you, Arun.
Hi, nice to be here.
Yeah, it's great to have you here, and I love the idea. I mean, we'll get to it in a moment, but I was looking over your presentation, everything your company is doing, and I love the idea of pitch perfect, you know, how to make the perfect pitch, and we'll talk about how AI will help us with that, among other things. But first, a little background on you, Arun. Arun focuses on radically transforming sales results by delivering the world's first AI-based presentation creation system for sales teams. In addition to that, you have more than 15 years of experience successfully innovating and launching enterprise products for some of the world's top software brands. Long track record launching and scaling growth at leading companies such as Microsoft Office 365, Dynamics CRM, VMware, that's where we met, vCloud Suite and others. And just really, I just want to get into this. You know, you are the one to tell me. Let's talk really is for marketers, because there's a lot of talk out there and there's a lot of sort of blurring the boundaries between what it is and what it isn't. So how are you defining it at Contique?
Well, the standard definition for AI has been agreed on for some time, and I adhere to that. And the definition is simply when machines can mimic human intelligence. That's what I see as artificial intelligence. And it's a vast field. And some of the recent sort of algorithms that have made AI more tangible and real in 2017 are related to some innovations in a set of algorithms called machine learning, deep learning, and neural networks. Yeah, so that's what it is.
So good point. You know, we're going to keep it simple. It's when it's machines assisting us in that learning process. That's when they play their role. But, you know, we also talk about the impact for marketers. What's going on there? Because originally when I read about AI and hear about this, it's all focused on the sort of the consumer-facing part of the equation, personalization on steroids, you know, being that concierge that knows everything and can do everything and just be at our beck and call. But you're focused on a very important area of sort of like the B2B marketing, you know, making that perfect pitch. Mm-hmm. Tell me about then how you see the impact and benefit at that level.
See, couple of things. Just to set the context for AI, you know, in 2017 is only good at doing certain sets of things. And I'll just take you through, you know, essentially the four big areas that AI is good at today and just give you an overview and then set the context of what we're doing in Contique and how it matters for B2B marketers. So, you know, we know that AI is pretty powerful in natural language processing. So when you look at a Google search or when you look at Siri, these are examples of AI being applied in those areas, and we're seeing somewhat of reasonable results. Another area where you see AI is seeing a lot of traction is in vision and perception, and, you know, all this hype around self-driving cars, Tesla, Waymo, that's another sort of group of applications for AI that's seen a recent success. The third area where AI sees some recent success is in the area of robotics. You know, the robots that have been developed by Boston Dynamics are some examples of that. And then beyond that, the fourth area where AI has shown some real good traction is in the area of logic and game playing. So the AlphaGo champion of the world is now a robot or a machine, a deep learning machine. And the Jeopardy champion of the world is IBM Watson. So these are some examples where intelligence that are often applied by humans, machines have overtaken in those narrow areas of focus. So one pattern we see across all these four areas where AI has seen recent advancement is that they all have large amount of data sets available for training a machine or an algorithm to know what's a good outcome versus what's a bad outcome. So that's one thing. And generally, this is the context that becomes real for marketing as well. So first of all, I would say AI is very good at solving narrow problems where large training data exists. And that's pretty much what AI is good at in 2017, even in the context of marketing. There is no notion of a common sense, like, you know, what common sense AI or doing all the tasks human can do and have developing a general sense of intelligence while executing those tasks. AI is not able to do those kinds of tasks really well in 2017. Mm-hmm. So now coming back to the point, the problems that lend themselves really well from a marketing perspective for AI to have an impact on need to have large training sets of data, as well as they need to be fairly narrow problems with fairly controlled heuristics on what defines a good outcome versus a bad outcome. So let me just pause here and make sure that makes sense, and then we'll talk about how Contique fits in.
No, that absolutely makes sense. I mean, it's about doing something where you have a lot of data so that the machine can make a decision based on that, and where there's also, you know, a problem. In this case, you know, you're solving a very specific problem, not a very broad one. Tell me about that very specific problem, because it's rather interesting. I haven't seen anyone really focused on trying to match sort of what the customer needs and wants in a B2B situation with what you need to present. So, you know, giving, absolutely, literally making an offer they can't refuse. Can we say that, Arun?
Yeah, absolutely, we can. So let me just set the context for what we're doing at Contique. So the problem we're trying to solve is, how do you create the most compelling pitch for a given sales situation and maximize the chances of winning? Or winning against whatever the goal of that meeting or that pitch is. And that's what we're squarely focused on, and we're applying AI and a data-driven approach to make that experience more complete and better. And here's how we do it. I mean, in B2B context, what we see is that there are a lot of pitches that get presented to customers. Having said that, they're not systematically captured. They're not related to whether the deal was won or lost. And what we're trying to do at Contique is we first create essentially a system of record for what's actually presented to customers. We tie this, essentially this presentation or the pitch, back to a Salesforce opportunity. And over the course of looking at what sets of presentations have led to a winning opportunity, and then also analyzing what sets of presentations or pitches have led to a losing opportunity, and then applying principles of AI on both. What we come up with are some tangible ways of seeing at a slide-by-slide level and also at a deck level what the probability of a pitch is going to be in the context of a given opportunity if, in terms of winning or losing. So that's what we do. We do pitch scoring, and we try and estimate how good that pitch is going to be received based on the past pitches that have been done all across the sales organization.
Well, this is fascinating, Arun, because you know, you wouldn't think about this particular application of AI, but just like we were kidding around earlier, you know, making someone an offer they can't refuse, understanding that, understanding the odds, understanding what's going, you know, with high probability, what's going to work or what's going to fail. I mean, that's beyond getting your foot in the door. That's clinching the deal, absolutely. We're going to have to take a break right now, but when we get back, we're going to talk more about how you can make the pitch that can't fail. So don't go away, listeners. We'll be right back.
Mobile Presence will be back after we connect you to our sponsors.
Are you looking for the best in WordPress speed, security, and scalability? WP Engine is a digital experience platform for WordPress, powering digital experiences for large brands around the world. With easy-to-use site management tools and powerful do-it-your-way development features, WP Engine gives you the flexibility to build it your way. Improve your SEO and conversion rates with a faster site on WP Engine. Learn more on WPEngine.com.
St. Jude continues to advance by increasing cure rates in childhood cancer, and donors are important to us because you get the feeling that you have a team behind you. When it comes to research and advancements, there are some things that only we can do because we have the resources and we have the focus. And so if St. Jude doesn't do it, who will?
St. Jude Children's Research Hospital. Finding cures, saving children. Learn more at stjude.org.
Catholic Charities is committed to providing life's basic needs.
We thank you for bringing us all here today, letting these people understand how Catholic Charities runs and how important these people are. And we ask you to guide them, to protect them, and keep them here forever because this community needs them.
Visit www.catholiccharitiesusa.org to learn more.
Webmasterradio.fm. Keep your headphones handy and the feed loaded. We never stop, do you? Mobilizing your marketing and engagement efforts. Welcome back to Mobile Presence, only on Webmasterradio.fm.
And we're back. Welcome back to Mobile Presence. I'm your host, Peggy Ann Saltz, with Mobile Groove. Our guest today, Arun Lal. He is CEO and co-founder of Contique. Arun, right before the break, we were talking about basically how to harness AI, which is what your company has done, you know, right, to understand what do people want to hear, what are they going to respond to, and make that match. So a very intelligent matchmaking between, you know, what you need to sell and what the customer, you know, most likely needs, even if they don't entirely know it. And there's a scientific method behind that that I want to get into, but also I want to understand the use cases, because when you're talking about that, one is, okay, the typical B2B, I've got to go in, I've got to talk to, you know, the head of sales in the company, and I want to get him to buy into what I'm selling. But there's also the idea of, you know, trying to get investors to buy into your startup or or other areas where you want to convince people. Where do you see what Contique does, and who are your customers?
Yeah, Contique can absolutely help in the context if you're preparing for a VC pitch. The one sort of requirement we have is making sure that we have enough data collected in the context of what's won and what's lost before the AI scoring becomes somewhat effective. So we found that threshold to be about 100 pitches or so. And having done 100 pitches through Contique, we collect a lot of customer signals around engagement. And then one obvious signal is whether the, you know, the pitch was won or a pitch was lost. Those are some of the obvious signals. But beyond that, Contique captures a lot of other customer exhaust, if you will. You know, the amount of time spent on each slide. If we also have a little bit of a rating system for each slide. If any customer rating was provided. All these essentially become the context and the signals that determine PIT score. And that's what we use for evaluating and scoring pitches. And some of our customers include companies like VArmor, which has dropped their pitch creation times from about 4.5 hours on an average to 30 minutes and have shown an increase in win rates by about 30%.
I mean, that's some pretty interesting numbers there. But I want to understand how you're getting the data signals, the data exhaust. Am I to understand somewhere along the line there's something embedded in the pitch that's allowing it to learn as the prospective customer is going through it or interacting with it, a little bit like a heat map sort of thing going on? What is going on in the background?
Yeah, exactly. You're absolutely right. That's what's going on. Essentially, Kantik is a complete presentation system. So we have an interface which is very similar to the PowerPoint kind of an interface. So when you're presenting, you're using Kantik as your presentation tool. And then you can also share a link with your customers. And we capture the customer interaction as well as by the way, that's one signal that we have. We also have signals of internal usage of similar content. So let's say you have a pool of 100 salespeople, and then they're all presenting various pitches to customers. We're collecting the data exhaust from each pitch, but we're also measuring how it's performing internally, which slides are getting picked for certain types of opportunities, which slides are getting the most amount of views, which slides are getting the most amount of Q&A and requests for edits, and which slides are getting edited most frequently. All these signals are essentially combined into what we have created as the pitch effectiveness score, which we call PES.
Mm-hmm. I love this, Arun, because it makes perfect sense. I just finished up a white paper and a road test of landing page solutions,
right.
Ranging from the website builders all the way down to the CMS systems and everything in between. And it makes perfect sense because there you want to have a heat map type of solution going on because you want to understand where's the user going on the site, what are they doing, what works, what doesn't. And that feeds back into making an amazing mobile site. Here it's the same thing. You're understanding how I'm interacting with it. That's going to feed back into an amazing pitch that is, you know, the ultimate focus for someone in sales is making that pitch work.
Absolutely. It's basically taking the same principles of, analyze A-B testing, getting rich amount of user analytics that we've now come to use for all our like web and digital assets, applying those same principles and thinking to pitches. And as a result, Kantik helps you in two ways. One, it helps you assemble a pitch very quickly. In fact, we talked about the VArmor example, and also we have users at VMware, and we've seen the time it takes to create a pitch drop by about 80% from about average of 4.5 hours down to 30 minutes, and we're shooting for a design goal of 30 seconds. So that's the first part. You're basically getting access to the best performing content and getting recommendations around that and using those recommendations to assemble a pretty compelling pitch. But then once you've created the pitch, you're also getting the data exhaust from the customer interaction, and that interaction is now feeding back into the scoring or rescoring what we call the content lake. So the win rates for the entire organizations keep improving.
And it's also not just about pitches. It's probably also understanding, as you mentioned, for the entire organization. So, you know, if this is going into some sort of vault of common knowledge, this is also teaching the entire organization sort of what works and what doesn't in slides.
Absolutely.
So you just get rid of all that fail at the beginning and all that time and all that design effort, I would imagine.
Yep.
I mean, we're talking about success rates, but is there any other, maybe there's a side effect that you're seeing that your clients are, they're not spending all the time that I do, for example, putting together my slides. You know, you can do it with a little bit more focus, for one thing.
Absolutely. Yeah. So just to talk a little bit about what the benefits are for the various personas. So clearly for the sales or the CRO or the VP of sales, the benefits are around improved win rates and faster onboarding times for their new employees, And then for marketing, the benefits are around really focusing on what content is being most effective and creating and looking at what requests for new content are coming from sales, and then creating content that's more tailored to essentially what the needs of the sales organization are. And for sales enablement, it's just looking at the most effective content and gleaning the best practices from those, and then making them essentially the knowledge that's available to the entire sales organization. So instead of tribal knowledge being trapped in a small team or in a salesperson's head, it's now more widely shared across the sales organization, leading to efficiencies across marketing, sales, and as well as greater alignment between sales and marketing as to what's working, what's not working.
Well, that's a great segue, because when I get back with you, Arun, I want to hear more about where you're taking this, what's working, what's not working, maybe a couple tips in presentation, but also the direction of AI. So don't go away, listeners. We'll be right back.
Mobile Presence will be back after we connect you to our sponsors. WebmasterRadio.fm is the destination for education, entertainment, and engagement. Engage with our panel of on-air experts and peers by following us on Facebook, Google+, Twitter, and LinkedIn. You can listen to WebmasterRadio.fm on air or on demand from our website or through iTunes, Stitcher, or however you get your podcasts. Interact and stay informed. Just search for WebmasterRadio.fm.
Do you look at the task of ranking your site at the top of the search engines like you would climbing the top of Mount Everest? It doesn't have to be. TopSEOs.com knows how hard that climb can be, and they can make top ranking a reality. TopSEOs sends you to only the right search vendors and agencies that they know will work for you. Since 2002, TopSEOs.com has reviewed and researched the best search engine marketing agencies and solutions providers. Don't risk the cost of falling off the proverbial peak of search rankings. Let TopSEOs give you peace of mind. TopSEOs.com, the independent authority on search vendors.
Podcasting at the speed of sound.
WebmasterRadio.fm, the flamethrower.
WebmasterRadio.fm, we're everywhere.
Mobilizing your marketing and engagement efforts. Welcome back to Mobile Presence, only on WebmasterRadio.fm.
And we are back again. Welcome back to Mobile Presence. I'm your host, Peggy Ann Saltz, with Mobile Groove, and our guest today, Arun Lal, CEO and co-founder of Contique. Right before the break, Arun, we were talking about, you know, some of the areas of where you're, you know, thumbs up, thumbs down, and the whole organization learns and benefits from that. Granted, everything depends. It depends on the company, it depends on the client, it depends on a lot of things. But do you have maybe just one rule of thumb that we can say, you know, this is a definite win or fail in a PowerPoint presentation, in a pitch rather?
Yeah, one definite win is to align with the customer on what you've heard. So essentially adding a slide which is saying something on the lines of, here's what I understand your problem to be. We found that kind of a slide or content is incredibly powerful in engaging with a customer and making them feel heard. So that's one tip I would highly recommend for all B2B marketers as well as salespeople.
Makes perfect sense, because they want to feel that you understand them, you're both on the same page, and they can, you know, just get to the meat of the matter, which is, you understand my problem, how are you going to solve it, right?
Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
So talking about problem solving, you know, you've definitely focused on nailing the pitch. What's next for Contique?
What's next for Contique is really getting the solution to be adopted in enterprises, big and small, really just focusing on go-to-market and driving up usage and showing in a very data-driven way the accuracy of pitch scoring getting better and better with usage. So that's our big focus for the next 6 months or so.
So I'm just curious, if I'm sold on this, I say, yeah, this is definitely for me. I mean, what does a company need to be to engage with you? Does that be a certain size, a certain vertical? Is there something that's sort of like your focus as far as customers go?
Yeah, we certainly have a focus, and the focus is really not so much company size dependent, it's more on content size dependent. Mm-hmm. So we're looking for companies that have sufficient level of product complexity and solution complexity to go and benefit from a solution like this. The more data that we have to work with, the more effective and powerful the solution can be in terms of personalizing the pitches and assembling the pitches and then measuring their effectiveness.
Mm-hmm. And just overall, because we're nearly at the end, right, of the year of 2017, looking into 2018, I didn't see Blade Runner, the new one yet, but I've heard that it's also reinvigorated that conversation about AI and what we want from it, right?
Right.
What is the direction you see for AI moving forward? Granted, it won't be speed of light that we'll have everything next year, but there might be some interesting milestones that you expect.
Yeah, the most interesting milestone for me is just around the area of natural language processing. So be it a voice, be it text, I think we're going to see a far more precision in ability to extract concepts out of content, voice content or text content, and then be able to process these concepts for various applications in marketing or sales. So I see concept modeling, concept search, concept extraction. That's the big area of investment and innovation I see for 2018.
Mm-hmm. Certainly more holistic and also definitely more intelligent.
So, absolutely.
Okay. So in the meantime, Arun, I mean, this has been a great show for me. I've learned a lot, and I'm sure that the listeners listening in want to say, hey, you know, I want to keep up with this. How do they keep in touch with you, or what's going on over at Contique?
Yeah, we have a Twitter handle, and frankly, just email me, and I'm happy to have, I have the time and the bandwidth to have chats at least for the next month or so, and then we'll see if the volume gets out of hand. My email is arun@contique.com, and our Twitter handle is contique_software, and you can use both those channels to reach to us. We have a LinkedIn page, we have a Facebook page, you can find us on all those channels as well.
And, of course, that's Contique, C-O-N-T-I-Q. But, of course, listeners, you can check out the show notes over on the website. And, of course, if you want to keep up with me throughout the week or find out more how you could be a guest or a sponsor on Mobile Presence, then you can email me, Peggy@mobilegroove.com. Mobile Groove is also where you can find my portfolio of content marketing and app marketing services. And that, my friends, is a wrap for another episode of Mobile Presence. So until next time, you can check out these and earlier episodes of our show by going to webmasterradio.fm, or you can find our shows on iTunes, Stitcher, Spreaker, SoundCloud, and iHeartRadio simply by searching Mobile Presence. So until next time, remember, every minute is mobile, so make every minute count.
The opinions expressed on this program are those of the guests and hosts and do not necessarily reflect those of WebmasterRadio.fm's management or sponsors. Any rebroadcast or redistribution without authorized consent of WebmasterRadio.fm is prohibited.